The khatib today is Sheikh Imran Lunat, who is here from Leicester, England. He is the Imam of the Jami Masjid in Leicester. He is also the principal of the Islamic school there, and also the Madrasa Jamia al-Ulum al-Islamiyah, where 1,200 students seek Islamic knowledge. He's also the editor of a children's magazine called Al-Atfal.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم جنات المأوى نزلا بما كانوا يعملون، وأما الذين فسقوا فمأواهم النار، كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها أعيدوا فيها وقيل لهم ذوقوا عذاب النار الذي كنتم به تكذبون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: مفاتيح الجنة شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected listeners and brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I was visiting Toronto for a week, and my colleague and friend Sheikh Hussein requested me to say a few words in Jumu'ah, and I couldn't deny. Therefore, I'm standing before you, and I will request you to pray for me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq to say the truth. The hadith which I recite in the khutbah, it is narrated by Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he says, قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him and said to him, مَفَاتِيحُ الْجَنَّةِ شَهَادَةُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that the keys to Jannah is شَهَادَةُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that to bear witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by adding other narrations, to bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his last messenger. And alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, every single person who is here, they are bearing witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I want to say a few words ahead, that today we've got the key, shahadatu an la ilaha illallah. We've got the key to enter into Jannah. That is to bear witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we should not rely that we've got the key, then we don't have to do anything else. Because we've got the keys, we can go into Jannah straightforward. Then, therefore, we should not be in misconception that if we do not read Salah 5 times, if we do not perform Sawm, if we do not perform Hajj, if we do not give Zakah, then it wouldn't mind, we will be able to go into Jannah, because miftahul jannati shahadatu an la ilaha illallah. The answer to that every key to open a door, the key has its teeth as well. If the teeth are broken, you won't be able to open the door. Similarly, to enter into Jannah, the key is miftahul jannati shahadatu an la ilaha illallah. The key is shahadat wa la ilaha illallah. But the key is the shahadat wa la ilaha illallah, but if these are sawm, salah, zakah, and hajj. And alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this key. Therefore, we have to protect this key. If we do not take care of this seed, it will be broken and this key will be broken. And one day we will end up in catastrophe. That is that we may end up in kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. Because this iman, the gift of iman, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we didn't ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this in our heart and we accepted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our one God. But He can take it away if we do not appreciate this iman. If we do not appreciate this gift of iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take it away. We are not the relations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He can give us, He will give us iman, and others who doesn't have iman outside, the kuffar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change in minutes. A person in a hadith is narrated that a person will be yumsi mu'mina wa yusbihu kafira. That in the evening he will be mu'min, and when in the morning when he'll be waking up, he will be ending up in kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say what's all. Because this iman is such a great ni'mah that with this iman a person will be ending up into Jannah forever, for eternity. For eternity. And we have to save and we have to appreciate this iman. If we do not take care of this iman, if we do not appreciate this iman, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take this iman away. And to appreciate this iman, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٍ. That if you appreciate a gift which I give you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the gift which I give you, if you appreciate that gift, then I will increase that gift. And one scholar says that every single mu'min, if he appreciates this gift of iman after every single salah, and he reads, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدِ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَابِ. Indeed, he will be ending up in, and he will be dying as a mu'min. He will be dying with iman. Because إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. A person dies with لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله on his lips, and he dies with iman, he will be ending up into Jannah forever. And if he dies without iman, he will be ending up into Jahannam forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. Right? We don't know in which situation we are going to die. If we die, Allah save us all, without iman, what will happen to us? Therefore, but remember brothers, we should not be afraid, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that how are you going to die? If you want to die with iman, there is a way. There is a way. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, تُحْشَرُونَ كَمَا تَمُوتُونَ وَتَمُوتُونَ كَمَا تَحْيَوْنَ. تُحْشَرُونَ كَمَا تَمُوتُونَ. You will be raised up on the day of judgment as you died, in the situation you died. If you died as a mu'min, you will be raised on the day of judgment with iman. If you died as a kafir, you will be raised on the day of judgment without iman. And if a person, how will he die? تُحْشَرُونَ كَمَا تَمُوتُونَ وَتَمُوتُونَ كَمَا تَحْيَوْنَ. You will be dying as you lived your life. If you lived your life according to Islam, for practicing Islam, you will be dying on iman. If you died without practicing Islam, then one may end up into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us all, that he may end up in catastrophe and he will end up without iman. And if he dies without iman, forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْمَأْوَى نُزُلًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فَسَقُوا فَمَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَنْ يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا أُعِيدُوا فِيهَا وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ النَّارِ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. Therefore, respected brothers and sisters, we should appreciate this iman. And our family, especially our young friends, our young children, if we do not give this, if they have this iman, we have to protect their iman as well. We have to protect their iman as well. We have to encourage them. We have to instill the love of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their hearts. And if one has the love of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his heart, then nothing can change him. And if we do not have the love of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then one can end up in so many situations. After the 11th, September 11th attack, so many brothers, what happened? They had beard, they had amama, they had long clothes. While they're going outside in the downtown, what happened? They take this away. They're a bit shy, they are a bit afraid to show themselves that they are Muslim, they are mu'min. Because the iman is weak. Because of the iman is weak. And they don't know, they don't want to show themselves that they are mu'min, they are Muslim. Why? Because the iman is weak. And if they are weak in this situation, then one can, shaitan can come at that time and he can take away iman easily. Therefore, we have to build our iman. And if, how can we build our iman so much? We have to have love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to ask this, used to read this dua, and often he used to say, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba rasulik sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma aj'al hubbak ahabba al-ashya'i ilayna min nufusina wa ahlina wa min al-ma'i al-barid. Oh Allah, I seek your love. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. Allahumma aj'al hubbak ahabba al-ashya'i. Oh Allah, instill in my heart the love of yours more than family, more than every single thing, and more than cold water in desert. Therefore, and if one doesn't have love of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he will be ending up in catastrophe as well. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. قُلْ, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, إِنْ كَانَ أَبَاؤُكُمْ, if your forefathers, وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ, if your children, وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ, if your brothers, وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ, if your wives, وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ, if your family, وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا, and the wealth which you are gaining, وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا, وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا, and the business which you are fearing to be bankrupt, وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا, وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا, and the mansions which you are happy with, which you are staying in that, and which you are content with, وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا. If these 8-7 things is, and this is for example only, these things are more beloved to you, min Allahi wa Rasooli, more beloved to you than Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. Wait for the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strike upon you. Allah save us all. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the love of Him and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the love of Iman and love of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. And we have to protect our own self, protect our iman as well, and to protect our children's iman and our family's iman as well. And how can we do this? We have to practice upon Islam as much as we can. 5 times salah. 5 times salah. And we have to tell our children as well. We have to instill the love of this, we have to instill the love of deen and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today what's happening, the majority of Muslim brethren, what do? They, if they will be angry upon their children if they are not acquiring wealth, if they are not acquiring the education, secular education, if they are not well off in worldly things, but they won't be angry if they are not well off in Islam and deen and practicing Islam. Why? Because they don't have the value. Therefore, we have to create this value. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الأكرم الذي خلق الإنسان وكرم وعلمه من البيان ما لم يعلم فسبحان الذي لا يحسن امتنانه باللسان ولا بالقلم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أوتي جوامع الكلم وكرائم الحكم ومكارم الشيم صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه النجوم الطريق الأمم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم جنات المأوى نزلا بما كانوا يعملون وأما الذين فسقوا فمأواهم النار كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها أعيدوا فيها وقيل لهم ذوقوا عذاب النار الذي كنتم به تكذبون وقال الله تبارك وتعالى كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الله الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وأقرهم أبي بن كعب وعالمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل رضي الله تعالى عنه اللهم اغفر للعباس ولديه مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم من بعدي غرضا من أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم والسلطان العادل ذل الله في الأرض من أكرمه أكرمه الله ومن أهانه أهانه الله اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم انصرنا وانصر الإسلام والمجاهدين في كل عالم اللهم انصرنا وانصر الإسلام اللهم انصرنا وانصر الإسلام ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك اللهم شتت شملهم اللهم مزق جمعهم اللهم دمر ديارهم اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
محمد رسول الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا السماء انفطرت وإذا الكواكب انتثرت وإذا البحار فجرت وإذا القبور بعثرت علمت نفس ما قدمت وأخرت يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. حمدا كثيرا طيبا الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم يصلونها يوم الدين وما هم عنها بغائبين وما أدراك ما يوم الدين ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الحمد لله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. لا إله إلا الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الله. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. برحمتك يا رب.